please. On this Communion Sunday, September 7th, 2014. So after the singing of the sermonic selection, we would then hear what thus says the Lord for us this day. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. See, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not, for it has been forever, it will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, hallelujah, morning by morning, new mercies I see. Lord, all I have needed, your hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. The summer and the winter, springtime and harvest. See, Lord, the sun, the moon, and the stars in their courses above. Thine great faithfulness in the manifold witness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. Oh! have needed, Lord, your hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I'm gonna sing it one more time. Great is thy faithfulness. Great thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I've seen. Hallelujah. All I have needed, your hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Sing, great is thy faithfulness.
Does anybody know anything about the faithfulness of God? Isn't it the faithfulness? Great is thou faithfulness. See, I know God is faithful. Amen. But are we faithful to him? God is always faithful to us, church. Hallelujah. And I stand here on this birthday of mine and just say, great is thou faithfulness unto me. God has just kept me through many dangers, toils, and snares. And great is thou faithfulness. God, I'm so thankful to you, God, for loving me when I didn't even love myself. At least I didn't act like I loved myself. Great is thou faithfulness. Anybody else? Great is thou faithfulness. Come on, I know somebody can join with me. Great is thou faithfulness unto me. See, that's about me. I don't know about you. Great is his faithfulness to me. Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray. Let us pray on this Communion Sunday. Our Father who art in heaven, our God, our keeper, our helper, our provider, our all in all. God, we bow and say, thank you, God, for your faithfulness, God. Thank you, God, for loving us, God, when we were acting like we had lost our minds, God. You still loved us, God. So thank you, God, for your faithfulness, Lord. God, thank you for Jesus, for Jesus, because you sent him because you loved us so much, God, and you know that we weren't going to get this right here on earth. Thank you, God, for your love, and thank you, God, for Jesus. God, we bow before you this morning once again and say, God, forgive us. God, forgive us of the things that we have done this week or even this day that we know we should not have done. God, forgive us. God, we confess it before you right now in the name of Jesus. And we stand on your word that says, if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and you are just, God, to forgive us and to just restore us back into righteous relationship, God. So we thank you for your forgiving power and spirit. And God, place that in us, that we would be able to forgive others as we ask you to forgive us, Lord Jesus. God, help us to forgive ourselves when we fall down. Help us to get on up, God, and keep on pressing with you. Now, Holy Spirit, if there be anything in me that's not like you, I ask that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus, that I may hear clearly from you, God. And as I stand, if you give it to me, God, I will boldly speak it to your people. So, God, just have your way in this place. God, we lift up the sick and shut, and we lift up Sister Clayton and Mother Brockington this morning and all others that may have ailments in their bodies. God, show yourself as the one and only true healer. Holy Spirit, now have your way right now in the name of Jesus. Let your power, your glory, your anointing be felt throughout this entire building. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. And let your power just flow all over the people and meet their needs right now, God. Right now, God. On this Communion Sunday, we are going to go to the Gospel according to John. We're going to talk a little about Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So if you have your Bibles, and if not, there are Bibles here at the church. We encourage our children to bring their new Good News Bible every Sunday. And I pray that the parents are reading their Bibles to them and helping them continue to study and grow in God's Word. But please turn to the 5th chapter of the Gospel of John. And when you've found it, please stand. We're going to see what God does this morning. We have praised and praised and praised, and we're just going to praise in him and his word and read his word and see what he has for us, because the Bible says when the praises go up, the blessings go down. So we have certainly praised this morning. So let's see how God is going to bless us with his word. I'm going to be reading from the NIV version of the Bible, chapter 5 of John, starting with verse 1 through verse 9. And if you're able, please stand. And it reads this way. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured, and he picked up his mat and he walked. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. The title of this message is very, very, very basic. It's one that I pray that you would hold on to this week. And God is saying to Abundant Life, we can get up and keep on walking. We can get up and keep on walking. 2 weeks ago, we acknowledged that God is a deliverer. We acknowledge that God is our deliverer. So we made that thing a little personal. God is our deliverer. Church, yes, you will experience trials and tribulations and troubles and challenges, and things will go wrong in our lives just as believers. However, God is saying we must believe that He is a present help in the time of trouble. And God is able, no matter what you're going through, God is able to deliver us out of any situations. See, we must trust God's plan for our lives. And we're not to get stuck or dwell on any of the negative stuff around us. See, we must believe that God have a purpose for each and every one of us. No matter how things look with our physical eyes, as believers, we must know, and then we must believe that all things work together for the good of him who loves God and are called according to his purpose. Because sometimes the wind and the waves will blow in, and we don't understand just what's happening. And like this invalid, he had been sick for 38 years, and some of the theologians say he was hopeless and helpless. But as believers, whatever we're going through, church, we must believe that God is in control. And if we believe and love God, we must believe that all things work together for them who love him. Even though we may not understand it just now, and we may never understand it, we still must hold on to that word that all things work together for the good if you love God. So let's take a look this morning at the gospel according to John. Most of us probably know this gospel was written by the apostle himself, the apostle John. See, he walked and he talked with Jesus. So he writes with authority. And this scripture, yes, is still relevant for us today, because we have learned here at Abundant Life that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it is profitable, it's useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the people of God truly will be in his will and be set for the good work he called us to. Does anybody believe that this morning? All scripture, not some scripture. So there's something in this word for all of us this morning. If you open your hearts and your spiritual ears, I believe God is going to speak something relevant to you this morning. Since we believe that God's word is equipping us, let's go a little closer to what John writes this morning. John tells us about a certain man. He didn't give him a name, but a certain man that was at the pool of Bethesda. He was there with a great crowd of other disabled people. And there that great man, that certain man lay beside the pool. It was said that also the blind was there. And I don't know whether they were spiritually blind or physically blind, but the blind was there. The lame was there. The paralyzed was there. And they were all putting their hope in this water, that an angel would come down and disturb this water. And if they could get in, the first to get in, they would be healed. So they were putting their faith in this water. But this day, Jesus showed up on the scene. Jesus showed up, y'all. When Jesus shows up, something happens. So Jesus looked at the man. I can imagine Jesus just thinking to himself, hallelujah. He just doesn't know who I am. But he asked him this question: do you want to get well? See, I believe God is still asking some of us that same question. Do you want to get well? Now, see, Jesus' question shows us that he will not force you or force himself upon you. See, God has given us free will. So he seeks permission before he intervenes, help me, Holy Spirit, in this invalid's life. The paralytic, the invalid, indirectly answers Jesus with this, that others get in before me. I can't get any help to get into that pool. But in making the statement, at least the invalid knew he needed help. See, sometimes we could be going through stuff and we don't even know we need help. But at least this invalid realized he needed help. But even, you know, some writers say that he was hopeless and he was helpless. But I would suggest this morning that he was not. Because he kept going back. Somehow he made his way to that pool. And he just kept trusting that God was going to lean in his direction at some point. So in for 38 years. But he kept going back, y'all. But one day, he must have been saying, one day, it's going to be my day. Hallelujah. See, I just believe that he was just holding on to some hope. So that's what we have to do when things look really dark and we don't understand what's going on. Just hold on to the hope that Jesus will show up and intervene. See, I can just feel in my spirit Jesus looking at this invalid thinking, today is your day. I'm gonna change your name. You're no longer will be called an invalid. You're not gonna be paralyzed anymore. Today is your day, invalid. They won't call you that anymore. Today, you'll be called healed. Mm-hmm. Today, you're going to be called whole. Because, see, I'm Jesus, and I'm able to do exactly what the Word of God says I can do. So he just said, get up. Pick up your mat and go on and walk, my brother. He's thinking, yeah, you may just limp away, but you're going to never be the same. See, I just changed your name. So God is saying that to all of us. Whatever is going on in your life, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be healed? God is able. The Word says he's able to do abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. And sometimes we limp away with whatever was going on, but you can trust Jesus. That he's going to make you whole. Hallelujah. He will change your name. So don't let your experience be your identity. Don't let what you're going through identify who God has you to be. Because people will put labels on you. But that's their issue. That's their issue. What you must do is get up. And keep on walking. No matter what is going on, get up and keep on walking. See, Minister Shirley gave my testimony this morning, and yet I had to do that, you all. See, I buried my baby on my birthday. But when that happened, I had to get on up and keep on walking there and trusting God that he would heal me, that he would take care of me. So we all can do that no matter what goes on. Because God will never leave you or forsake you. He's right there with whatever's going on, right in the middle of it. See, sometimes it takes you some time to heal, so you may just limp away with some pain. But don't give up, people of God. Just get up and keep on walking. Get up and keep on walking. See, God is saying that to someone this morning that may be going through some stuff. You may be depressed. People may be talking about you. But God said, get up. Keep on walking. Don't look back. Don't look back. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for. But this is the word of God for abundant life this morning. Whatever it is. People will hurt you. People will disappoint you. People will talk about you. Life has drama and stuff. But God said, despite that, get up and put your hands in my hands and keep on walking and don't look back. See, we can see a pattern if you just study Jesus and his word. You know, when Jesus healed someone and when he forgave someone, what did he tell them? Go on with life. Keep on walking. Don't look back. Don't hold on to the past. Don't hold on to that old stuff. That's not who you are. You're a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hold up your heads. Hold up your head. But I just pray that someone is receiving what God is saying, because this is the word of God for us this morning. Life has something for you all. I've lived it. But God is faithful, and great is his faithfulness. God has always kept me in the middle of whatever is going on. Even when I wanted to quit and just bow down and give up, God in his spirit, my spirit is saying, get up, my child, and keep on walking. I have a greater work for you. I have something in your future just for you. So don't get weary and tired when things are not going your way. I will say, do what we sing each Sunday. You have to decide that you're going to follow Jesus, that you're going to put the worldly stuff behind you and put the cross before you. See, just like that invalid, the paralytic. And I just want to say one thing that I didn't leave out. You all know about the woman that was caught in adultery. What did Jesus do after everybody wanted her stone? When all the gossips disappeared, he said, I've forgiven you. Get up and just go on and live your life. So that's just an example for us. When you mess up, and you will. Come on now. All is sin and falling short of the glory of God. God has said, get up. I forgive you. Go on and live your life. Tell somebody else about me. Because too often we won't do that. But I heard some songwriters say I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I couldn't keep it to myself. See, that's where I am this morning. Saying I wasn't going to tell nobody. See, if anybody know me as a child, I was very quiet. I didn't want to talk about anything. My family talked enough of me. But God did so much for me. So I can stand there and say, I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I can't keep it to myself. What the Lord has done for me. Is anybody with me this morning? Amen. But God just wants us to get with this thing. Yes, you will mess up. But see, I sent Jesus, the Christ. See, on Communion Sunday, we must be so mindful of that, people of God. When you mess up, God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus to cover all of that. So don't let anybody discourage you and bring up your old nasty past or whatever it is. See, the blood still works. See, that's why Jesus came. He shed his blood, and that blood still works. That blood heals. That blood convicts. That blood comforts. That blood restores. The blood still works, church. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. But we have to be obedient to this word, and we have to get up and keep on walking. Hallelujah. Keep on walking. So I'm going to try to wrap this up, because I have just praised and prayed and praised and this morning. But God is just giving us just a basic, simple message. As believers, we are not exempt. Because sometimes unbelievers see things happen to people that are saved. So where is your God? But know that your God never forsook you. He never left you. He didn't leave you alone. Just believe that whatever is happening now, I can grow from it. I can grow from it. Because all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. So as we bring this to a close, yes, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. But he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So yes, that's good news for us. Jesus have overcome the world. The good news is Jesus is still forgiving and healing his people. He wants us to get up. Oh yes, he does. From our situation and keep on walking. Just keep on walking, people of God. No matter what's going on, just keep on walking. Keep on walking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But get this word in your spirit. Yes, there are going to be some bumps in the road. But you keep on walking. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. And what we say a few Sundays ago, you won't sink. Because we can trust in our God. Our God is faithful. Marcus said, great is thou faithfulness. So whatever you're going through. I don't know who this is for this morning. But just like that invalid and the woman caught in the adultery. We must learn to enjoy and celebrate the benefits of Jesus. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgives our sin. Oh, yes, he heals our diseases. Yes, he does. Redeems your life from the pit and crown you with love and compassion. That's the Jesus we celebrate this Communion Sunday. Oh, yes, we do. So we have to declare, as the choir keeps singing, the blood still works. The blood still works because it's healed me. It made me whole. The blood still works because it saved me. It took me out of the world. The blood still works, people of God. Oh, yes, it does. So do not get discouraged when things are not going your way. You just declare, the blood still works. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. So as you're waiting for God to answer your prayers, and he will, and not always in your time, because Sean sung it this morning, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. But God's time is not always our time, and people of God, it is not always our time. But while we wait, we have to lift up our heads to the hill. Where comes our help? And just keep on walking. Keep on walking. Don't look back. Don't look back. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. So as I close, there's so much in my spirit this morning. I'm celebrating my birthday. Hallelujah. I'm celebrating what God did for Derek. I celebrate the years that he gave me a son. I just celebrate God this day. So no matter what comes my way, church, join with me and say, I'm going to lift up my head to the hills. And I'm just going to keep on walking. And I'm not going back to that place. Because I know there's joy in Jesus. I just know it's joy in Jesus. And I'm going to rejoice always. No matter what comes my way. Does anybody agree with me this morning? Please, let's celebrate God together. Stand all over the sanctuary. As your pastor tells you this, I don't feel no ways tired. See, I've come too far from where I started from. See, nobody told me that this world would be easy. But I don't believe. See, my mama told me that. Baby, I don't believe God has brought you this far to leave you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I leave this word with you. Hallelujah. I leave this word with you. No matter what's going on, you can keep on walking. You can get up from that mess. No matter how low you feel, you can get up. Because of Jesus. And keep on walking. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
You can get up. And keep on walking. It's nothing that could happen in this world that Jesus is not right there with you. Whatever. whatever it is, people of God, get on up and keep on walking. Walking in faith, knowing that God is with you. Knowing that the word says, I'm able. I'm able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can even ask or think. Trust him, people of God. I know there's a lot of things going on.